who can show me what laughter means? And we'll fill in the missing colors in each other's paint-by-number dreams. And then we'll put our dark glasses on and make love until our strength is gone. And when the morning light comes streaming in, we'll get up and do it again. Are you there? Say a prayer for the pretender. You started out so young and strong, only to surrender. Thank you.
thinking, despite of your fuckingness all. Now I'm gonna die, I don't care if you cry, just please leave me alone. And spare those tears for yourself, we've had those till we're sick. You should leave while you still have the chance. The others were shocked at the shameful disgrace at the end of an honor career. He paused in the silence to pull down his tie and observe the melee.
Belle and Sebastian wrapping up that set of music from the Sing Jonathan David album with Take Your Carriage Clock and Shove It. I don't know what that means, but it was fun to say. Before the Belle and Sebastian, a song about middle management. That is actually what the song is about. Radiohead with Karma Police. Nash Kato doing their version, or his version, I should say. I don't know what he identified with, so I'm going to go with his version of Steely Dan's Dirty Work. Lucinda Williams doing Jackson Browne's The Pretender. Sort of the entire set, some requested Nazareth from the Expect No Mercy album from 1977 with Busted. Song that was originally, get this now, that song was originally done by Burl Ives. Well, it was the first recording, I should say, of it. Back in 1963, or 62, right around there, Johnny Cash and the Carter Family actually had the first release of that song, Busted. I know, the more you know, listening to Viva La Mock. For example, each year, 40% of food in the United States never gets eaten. 40%! With the average American family spending of four, not just the family of four spending $1,500 a year on food that they're going to throw away. And each individual throws away over 24 pounds of food each month. Do you get where I'm going with this? Wasting food, it wastes everything. Water, labor, fuel, and money. So here's my advice. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food by going SaveTheFood.com, brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council, and of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT. Hey, speaking of 88.3 FM WRCT, which is what you are listening to, I want to remind you that Row House Cinema supports you in joining WRCT, or in supporting. Don't join. We don't ask you to join. We don't actually ask you for money. We just like it when you listen. Now, Row House is an independent single-screen theater in Lawrenceville. They choose a new movie theme, and they offer concessions. They do, because it's a movie house. They're located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. More information at rowhousecinema.com. Now, if you want to see me, the Mockster, on Christmas Day, I will be at Row House Cinema. Because they play Die Hard. And if you go on Christmas Day, they play Die Hard and they cater in Chinese food. Should I say any more? Got a couple requests for the Smiths, like, how about Heaven, I'm Miserable Now, or Frankly, Mr. Shankly, or whatever that one is, which is actually a resignation letter song. But then I was like, wait a minute. I think I have the ideal Smith song to play in this post-employment life of mine. It's a cover. Work is a four-letter word.
Loving you is driving me crazy. People say that you were born lazy, because you say that work is a four-letter word. So change your life. I stay right beside you, and my
turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on the shelf in good health and good
like you could use a drink.
Yeah, I'd like a grasshopper, please.
Hey, can we have a grasshopper for the frog?
That's Kermit, Kermit the Frog.
Oh, Ralph, Ralph the dog here. Pleased to meet you. I'm no Heifetz, but I get by. Broken heart, right?
Does it show?
Listen, when you've been tickling the ivories as long as I have, you've seen a broken heart for every drop of rain, a shattered dream for every falling star.
Exactly. She just walked out on me.
Yeah, typical. That's why I live alone.
You do, huh?
You bet. I finish work, I go home, read a book, have a couple of beers, take myself for a walk, and go to bed.
Nice and simple.
Stay away from women. That's my motto.
But I can't.
Neither can I. That's my trouble. You can't live with them. You can't live without them. There's something irresistible-ish about them. We grin and bear it because the nights are long. I hope that something better comes along.
I see what you mean. It's no good complaining and pointless to holler.
If she's a beauty, she'll get under your collar.
She made a monkey out of old King Kong.
I hope that something better comes along. Oh, but what could be better than a saucy Irish setter when puppy love comes on strong? Or a collie that's classy, all that he needs a lassie. A lover and wife gives you a new leash on life.
Was that a new leash on life?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. 2, 3, 4. I
don't mean to scare ya, my friend, but I betcha, come Father's Day, the litter bug's gonna get ya. The urge is righteous, but the face is wrong. I hope that something better comes along. Still, it's fun when you're fetching and agree to see an etching that you keep at your lily pad. There is no solution, it's part of evolution.
The pitter patter of souls, the little feet of tadpoles.
Ralph, tadpoles don't have feet.
Oh, sorry about that. 2, 3, 4.
There's no limitation to mixing and matching.
Some get an itching for a critter they've been scratching. A skunk was badgered, the results were strong. I hope that something better, I hope that something better, I hope that something better comes along.
It's not often you see a guy that green have the blues that bad.
So unhappy with the way that you've been living.
From his 1982 album, Ignition, Jonathan Waite wrapping up that set of music with Change, which is what happens when you change careers. Maybe, well, think of this. Maybe I can become a radio DJ. Or somebody suggested this whole podcast thing, which, again, I don't know what that is, but it involves a microphone and talking, and I do that. Right? So that song originally came out in 1982 and really didn't chart. I remember MTV used to play it in those early days. And then it got put on the Vision Quest soundtrack in 1985. And just so you know, it peaked at number 54. Everyone knows Jonathan Waite from, like, Missing You. And some know that he was the vocalist of the Babies, but Change is the one that I always liked. Hey, before Change, how about Kermit the Frog and Rolf the Dog from the Muppet movie? 1978 is when that came out. I probably still have my original vinyl version of said soundtrack. Love that soundtrack. Because I do. I hope that something better comes along. Somewhere. Not tomorrow. Not next month. Somewhere. Glenn Campbell in there from the Meet Glenn Campbell album that came out in 2008 before his passing. Doing his version of Green Day's Good Riddance. Time of Your Life. Played some Suede, or the London Suede, as we know the band on this side of the pond with By the Sea. So I'm talking about just what you do in retirement. Sit there by the sea. And the Smiths. Smiths doing their cover of the Cilla Black, Work is a Four-Letter Word. Started off that entire set. We got about 40 minutes, actually about 39, but we have about 40 minutes of this radio program left. What is this program? It's a show called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. We're doing right now, what we're doing is in that 40 minutes, we're playing songs to celebrate my retirement. Yeah, I don't know how it happened, but it did. And I'll figure out what that means. I know it wasn't something I was shooting for. It was an opportunity that came up within my job. And they said, hey, you have been here for too long. You've been here for over 30 years. Here's a little retirement offer. And I took it. Along with some of my colleagues. I had some colleagues who did not take it. I think they're crazy. Hey, are you a driver, maybe a personal shopper, a financial manager, a nurse, a daughter? Or all of those? Because at AARP, they understand the many roles that caregivers do play. That's why they created AARP.org/caregiving. It's an online resource that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Together, we can make better care for ourselves and the ones that we love. AARP.org. Caregiving/caregiving. To learn more. Got some great requests I'm trying to squeeze in to this set of music. Thematically, if you have a song that's about leaving your job, quitting your job, retiring, post-job life, a job, I don't know. It's a broad umbrella. It really is, because it's freeform radio. I can play whatever I want. That's why. Like, for example, I could play The Clash. I could play The Clash, but it would be much better if someone filed the right CD in the right slot of the album, so I could have, like, had that segue all there. Let's try it this way. Again, we're talking about jobs and careers, and sometimes there is that career opportunity. Oh, that sounds so much better. It's The Clash here on Viva La Mock.
They offered me the office, offered me the job. They said I better take anything they got. Do you want to make tea at the BBC? Do you want to be? Do you really want to be a cop? Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to keep you up the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Bum for you.
the knock. Every job they offer used to kick you off the dock. Career opportunity, the one and never knock.
Oi, 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 oi,
I've been everywhere around the world and finally here tonight. You seem to be the only one to make me feel alright. I feel good when I know you're coming down. I feel good when I know you'll be around. So quit your and all the towns between. After miles and hours on the road, you're the best I've seen. I feel good, you're the best friend that I've found. I feel good when I'm coming back to your town. So quit your life and stay with me.
That's a Black Flag wrapping up that set of music. I know, these punk rock bands. These punk rock bands with their short songs, and I was trying to get my next song ready. Well, let's see what was in that set of music. Black Flag doing I've Had It from Nervous Breakdown. Before that, The Damned went back to the Black Album for Sick of This and That. The Ramones from 1992's Mondo Bizarro, The Job That Ate My Brain. MXPX in there with Quit Your Life and started the entire set with The Clash and Career Opportunities. Whew, we got about 25 minutes left of this program. This program is called Viva Lamach. Always appreciate when you stop by and hang out with me for a bit. We're going into the holiday season, which means a lot of the kids to do the radio shows might not be doing the radio shows. But we've got some great shows like Penny Finds. It's an hour of Sweetie Pie music. What's Sweetie Pie music? Well, Penny Finds explores the best of C86, Jangle Pop, and Twee Mondays at 8. And that is well worth your time. And then there's Spit Fountain, which is like, ugh! What call their show Spit Fountain? I don't know, but someone does, but it's a great show. It's got a bad name. I'm just saying it publicly. It's got a bad name. I mean, not like Viva Lamach is like some Pulitzer Prize winning show name, but anyway, it's Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Spit Fountain. It's a DIY punk rock, local music, all that good stuff. Got an email request for my next track in my celebration of my retirement, which started today at 5 o'clock. I may or may not have been at the bar at around 1 o'clock, but it was a work-related function with someone. How about that? It's a work-related function, so it was justified. But Tom reached out and said, oh, I got a song for you. How about some Mojo Nixon? I'm like, wait, uh-oh. I always hate when I cue up a song and then I forget to turn the song on. All right. How about some Mojo Nixon? Let's do it this way, from the Frenzy album. Ah! Ain't got no boss.
Idiotic whims. No longer will I play stupid so your pea brain can feel superior. No longer will I play the child so in your big daddy false theater of the retarded. Oh yeah, retarded sucker. Yeah. Don't tell me what to do, cause I just might turn on you and I ain't never working another day. Yeah. You know, I don't care about the paychecks. I don't care about the job security. And I don't care about the goddamn health plan or the lousy vacation. And I don't care about the rent. You know, I'm out in the front yard sawing up bill collectors with a chainsaw. That's right. That's right. And I'm on my lunch break, sucker, all the way to 5 o'clock. You hear me? And this is a personal phone call. That's right. And I don't care what time it is. I'm showing up when I want to, cause, yeah, I ain't got no job. I ain't got no boss. I ain't got no car. Don't gather no more. I ain't got no fear. I'm getting out of here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I ain't got no home. I ain't got no country. Got no love. I ain't got no money. Ain't got no nothing. And I'm buying my time. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna be a slave. And I'm not gonna go to my grave. And I ain't working here anymore.
Everybody's wasted, and everybody's